So I figure I would give a little bit of an insight into the sugya of Hallel b'shchidas Karban Pesach. We're saying Hallel now during Hanukkah, but there's a special Hallel that you can see in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalid is referenced, and we'll see it's really the subject of a machlokes, and of who is saying the Hallel and what that's going to mean for us is going to be very important to understand what type of Hallel it is, and maybe there are different forms and different conceptions of Hallel that we can learn from these, we'll see, two potential types of Hallel. So let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalid, it's a long Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about how the Pesach was shechted, how it was slaughtered. There were three different groups. As the Gemara learns out, the Mishnah learns out, Shalosh Kitos, Shnemar V'Shachtu Oso. So Pesach Nishcha B'Shalosh Kitos, Akitos, Shnemar V'Shachtu Oso, Kol Kaha Adas Yisrael. Right, many of the shul's names that we probably are familiar with, Kaha Yisrael, Adas, mix and match those. But you have three different Lashonos, and you have three Kitos, three groups of the Jewish people shechting the Karban Pesach. So first of all, I underline Tiku, Hiriyot V'Tiku, that you have different blasts, which we'll get back to, the Chatzotzros, and what's going on exactly over here. It's going to be important. But let's skip forward to the other part that I underlined here. So you have Karu Es HaHalel. Karu Es HaHalel Im Gomru Shanu Vim Shanu Shilshu. Well, you have to finish the entire thing if they finish the shechita before the hallel. But the main thing is that who is the one that is saying the hallel? It says, right, Karu Es HaHalel. Who is saying this hallel? That while the shechita sepesav is happening, right, this is a very unique situation. We're not talking about Bizman HaTfilah, even Seder night, there's a minig of the Hasidim, maybe it's a minig Sfard, maybe whatever it comes from to say hallel in shul, Seder night. There's a special hallel at the Seder, but this is a hallel during the actual shechita of the Karban Pesach. So Rashi says, Karu Es HaHalel, Akol Kitos Koi. It's talking about all of the Kitos, all of the groups. So presumably, we'll see, maybe there's more to the story of this. Did anyone see the Brisker Rav? I just want to know what people have seen. No? Okay. So there's a Brisker Rav on this, which we'll get to, Baruch Hashem. That is important. So Rashi says that apparently the simple read of Rashi is he's talking about the Bialim, the Yisraelim, the Jewish, not the Kohanim, not the Levim, the Yisraelim, right? The Kitos, that's what we talked about before. The Shalosh Kitos that brought the Karban Pesach that day on Erev Pesach. So that's Rashi in Pesachim, and Rashi in Sukkah also seemingly supports this simple read of Rashi. The Rashi there in source number 3, Kol Kat Kore Sahalo Shalosh Pa'amim Shalosh Pischei Merubim Vayu Te'unim Hala B'Shchitasa. Now Tosos in Pesachim disagrees. Tosos says Kore Sahalo Perish Levim. Levim, the Levim are saying Hallel. The Tanya. B'Tosefta Yisrael Shochtin Es Pischeim V'Levim Korin Es HaHalel. The Tosefta, which I put on the source sheet as well, it says that the Levim were Omdin Al Dukhan V'Gomrim Hallel. The Levim are the ones that are saying Hallel. So we have a machlokas here, just who is saying Hallel. Now Tosus has a problem. Tosus then asks about, right, there's generally Ein Omrim Shira El Al Yayin. And there's no yayin over here, so there's different answers that Tosas offer. But basically, Tosas says that there are different kinds of hallels, and it's only if it's a shira ala korban that there's a requirement of having the having yayin. So we'll see. Maybe why Rashi's not bothered with this, but. That's the machlokas seemingly Rashi Tosfos. Who is saying the hallel? So from a simple standpoint, we could understand the machlokas to be that Tosos understand that the Shira here is a Shiras Leviim, just like any carbons brought with a Shira. And the regular Shira that is sung by the Leviim. And that's why Tosos has a problem and say, okay, well, Ein Shira El Alayayin, you need the Nesachim, you need the general framework of a carbon that's brought along with the Shira of the Leviim. And therefore, they have to come and they have to answer this problem. But Rashi, on the other hand, is not bothered with this at all. Because Rashi would argue that this is a very different kind of halal. This is not a Shira Leviim. This is not a Shira Al HaKarbon that you generally have. This is a completely different type of halal. This is a halal that is being said by the Bailim, by the regular, the owners, the Yisraelim of the Karbon. So you could say that that's it's some sort of unique din. It's a din b'fnei atzmo. It's that Rashi holds it's not a regular Shira al HaKarbon. It's a unique halacha which is learned out specifically by the Karbon Pesach during the Shechita of the Karbon Pesach. The problem is, and this is the Brisk Rav presents many problems with this approach, but let's maybe say three problems with this thing, with this approach of saying that Tosis will hold it's a halal which is really a Shira al HaKarbon, and this particular carbon is halal, but Every carbon has a Shira, and Rashi holds it's a din b'fnei atzmo, and therefore there's no, so it doesn't have to be done by the Leviim, it's just done by the Yisraelim. There are three problems with this approach. So first of all, what is Rashi going to do with Tosefta? Right? Black on white Tosefta says, Leviim korvus ha'halal. Omdin al-duchan v'gomim ha'halal. The Leviim are saying the halal. So how is Rashi going to disagree with the Tosefta? That's question number one that the Brisk Rav brings up. Question number two. This is a little bit involved, but I'll just summarize this. There's a Gemara in Erechin that says that there's 12 days. The Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud. There's 12 days. Yud Beis Yom Bashana Hachol Makal Lefnei Mizbeach. They would knock the Chalil, whatever instrument it was, but it was something that was a celebratory musical. Instrument that was used, and there's 12 days of the year that they did that. And the Gemara says one of those days was Shechitas Pesach Rishon, when they shechted the first carbon. We're not talking about Pesach Sheni, which is a whole different. You missed Pesach Rishon, but the Shechitas Pesach Rishon is one of the times they would have the Chalil. And the Brisk Rav quotes a number of sources. There's Yerushalmi, and the Rambam says the same thing, that whenever there's a Chalil, there's Chatzotros. Chatzotros and Chalil go together, and anytime there's a Chalil, there's a Halel. That's what the Gemara, there's a Yerushalmi in Sukkah that says that, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Kol Zman Chalil Noheg, HaHalel Noheg. So, first of all, we see that there's going to be a Chalil. If there's going to be a Chalil, presumably there will be Chatzotros. If there's Chatzotros, presumably there is going to be a Shira being said on the carbon, and everything would work in the direction of a regular, normal Shira that's done by the Leviim. In fact, he quotes the Rambam in Klei Mikdash Perakim Halacha Hey, that the Rambam says, "B'yamei Amo'odos kulam u'b'roshi chadashim hayu ha'kohanim tokim b'chatzotzros." Every all the holidays and Rosh Chodesh, what would they do? The Kohanim would blast, they would do a tekiya, as I mentioned that, I'm going to get back to that in the Mishnah, talk of Rio Tekiya. And they would blast the chatzotzros, the trumpets, b'shas ha'karbon, v'ha'levim omrim shira. And the Levim would say shira. That's the general framework of how a carbon is brought. So it doesn't seem to make sense that Rashi would presumably agree that there's chalil. That's the Mishnah in Erechin. He would agree that there's chatzotzros, but no, there's no shira from the Leviim. There's only Shira by the Yisraelim. That doesn't seem to make any sense. That's question number two. So number one, the Tosefta. Number two, the evidence is pushing us in direction that there probably is some sort of Shira, the normative Shira, which is usually done by the Leviim, because you have Chatzotzos, you have Chalil, and you have Halel. So, you know, it would be very likely that it would be the regular sort of Shira al HaKarbon. Question number three is the worst, though. Question or the best, depending on which side of the issue you're on. But the third question the Brisk Rav asks is Rashi himself. Rashi himself contradicts this, we'll call it, this is the straw man, right? You know, straw man argument, you build up an argument, And then you tear it down, and that's a very, it's a, I would say it's a maybe dishonest somewhat, or it's a certain tactic in debating that you give the opponent a certain position, which is obviously going to be torn down, and then you say, oh, so you believe this? Oh, that can't be. So this is a straw man, because we're going to, the Brisker Rav is showing, I don't think it's dishonest to the Brisker Rav, but it's a certain tactic of arguing a point. So this is, I would say, maybe a straw man presentation that, like we said, Rashi disagrees with a very fundamental premise that Tosu said, that we say that the Levim are the ones saying Hallel because Rashi holds there's no Shira al HaKarban. That is going to be, we'll see in a second, impossible to say because Rashi himself, in Meseches Erechin, source number 12, Rashi says, V'hayu HaLevim Mishorim B'Pesa Hallel B'Osid Yubiz Yamin. On those 12 days that were mentioned in Erechin, the 12 days that we had the Chalil being struck, which are one of those days we mentioned before, is Shchitas Pesach Rishon. So the 12 days that the Chalil is hit, the Mishnah doesn't say that there was Hallel explicitly. But Rashi does, and not only does he say there was Hallel, he says, who is saying the Hallel? The Levim. We cannot possibly say that. I mean, you could. There are people who try to make a machlokas Rashi, one mesechta, and Rashi. There were mesechta. Brisker Rav didn't go for that. But as I said, this it can't be. According to the Brisker Rav, it cannot be that Rashi held that the Levim are not saying Hallel because Rashi himself says it. It sounds like that would be the halacha of the Chalil is there because of the Chatzotzros and because of the fact that the Levim are singing Shira and because the Tosefta says it. So, because of these three points, the Brisker Rav says we have to look at this machlokas differently. Now, what are we going to do with the language of Rashi? Rashi said, what does it mean, karu es ahalo? Rashi said, akol kitos koi. That was Rashi in our Mesechta Samach Dalet. What are we going to do with that language? It sounds like the kitos are the Yisraelim, they're the Jewish people. So the Tosus HaRosh says something very interesting. Source number 13. Tosus HaRosh in Sukkah. He cites Rashi. And he says, Lo shehayu heim korim be'atzmam. It doesn't mean that they're the ones actually saying the Hallel. Not, even though that's the way you would probably read it. Ela halavim hayu korim. Basically, Rashi is saying what Tosus said. Rashi's saying that the Levim are the ones singing Hallel. Now, I would say there's a number of issues with this answer. You know, first of all, it's pretty obvious that what would you say Akol Kitos Kai means? The whole time that the three groups of people bringing Karban Pesach, the Levim are singing Shira. That's what the Mishnah says. I mean, the Mishnah says, right, they have the whole thing. If they finish it prematurely, do they continue Hallel? Do they do part of it yet? I mean, it's obvious that they're singing Hallel for the entirety of the process of the three groups of bringing their karbanos. So Rashi doesn't need to tell me Akol Ki Diskai. As long as Pesach is shechted, obviously they're saying Hallel. And number two, Tosus and Sukkah clearly did not learn this way. If you remember, I quoted Tosus and Sukkah a little bit quickly, but Tosus and Sukkah cited Rashi, and he cited Rashi as saying the Bailim or Omrim Hallel. And he disagreed with Rashi and said, no, it cannot be because of the Tosefta. Source number 6, if you want to look at it. He quotes Rashi and he disagrees with Rashi. That which Rashi says, the Kat Kore Sahalo, Mashabir's Bakunja Shakat Kore Sahalo, Lo Haisa Hakat Kore Ella Halavim Korim. So Tosus disagrees with Rashi, but more important for us, we're just trying to figure out what Rashi holds. He disagrees with this suggested reading of the Tosus HaRosh in Rashi. Clearly. Is everyone with me now? We don't understand Rashi. We can't really say the machlokas between Rashi and Tosus is this very basic distinction between this din b'fnei atzmo that Rashi holds is the reason why the Yisraelim are saying Hallel and the regular typical Hallel on the other hand that Tosus says we're talking about. That would be a very easy way to have a machlokas here, but we can't say that because of all these different issues that we'd have with Rashi. That Rashi basically has to say, as you probably can see where we're going with this, Rashi has to adopt Tosus' position. And Rashi has to say, bite the bullet, that the Levim are saying Hallel. You have to say that. There's the Tosefta, there's the Yerushalmi, there's the Ram. Wait, what else are you going to say? Rashi himself in Erechin says that the Levim are saying Hallel. So what are we going to, how are we going to possibly get out of this problem? So here's where the Brisker Rav comes in. I mean, we've been quoting the Brisker Rav, but now I think we should learn the Brisker Rav inside. Now, I had to get a Brisker Rav. I don't think you have a Brisker Rav, probably. Mm-hmm. You do? You have a Brisker Rav? Oh, you do? Amazing. I just got it for you on the source sheet, but you can't get that safer like in a regular farm store. You have to buy it from the yeshiva. So one time I went to the yeshiva. I was there visiting in Eretz Yisrael maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, before COVID. So whatever that is, time doesn't really. Whenever it happened, it was like ben esmanim. So they're just like, no, we don't have any. But basically, what? Yeah. It's like. Like, obviously, what does that have to do with it? Buying a saver. But either way, I had someone who found it in a used farm store. But it's not so easy to come by. So Baruch Hashem, you're real cool. I have a brisk rub. But I wasn't sure. So now, Baruch Hashem, it's clear you're a real kola. You have two brisker rubs. I shouldn't have any question. You have Rabbi Goodman as your Rosh Kol. You're not going to have a brisker rub. I mean,
one of them is his.
You have two. So Baruch Hashem, but just in case, I took a picture of mine and put it on the source sheet here. So the brisker rub says, V'nira mukhroch u'mevor b'zeh b'shitas Rashi. The sphere lay the be'emes trei dine ika b'shitas ha-pesach. It's mukhroch. We must say, and it's clear in Rashi that you must say that the truth is that there's really two dinim of Shechita bePesach. Tzvei dinim. Chada hadin the al zivchei shalmei chema omer gabi chatzotros. The first din is the same that we darshin on the pasuk when it comes to the chatzotros mekarvina minei gam zvichas Pesach. So he's quoting a medrash that darshan's psukim that I bring for you also on source number 15, that the pasuk says al zivchei shalmechem, and we darshan what it means al zivichas haPesach. You can look, I say the medrash Yaakov Shimoni for you al zivchechem zu zivichas Pesach. But this pasuk in reference to the days of the Mu'adim and the days of the Yemei Simcha, it says a language there al zivchei shalmechem, and we darshan from that it's talking about also the zivichas Pesach. Ubahach ribuya nechla gam din chatzotros gam din shir shel karbon. So since we include in that pasuk, it says utika atem bechatzotros ol al aloseichem v'alzivchei shalmechem. In that din we include the chatzotros, and in that din we also include as a drusha from that pasuk the din of halel, or let's call it shir. Excuse me, shir al hakarbon. So that's basically the typical normal Shir HaKarbon. Yes, we're shechting it on Erev Pesach. It's not a regular, it's a unique kind of I'm going to reference a whole different sugya, but it's a unique type of shlamim, really. It's a zivchei shlamim. That's really probably why we darshan from that pasuk, al zivchei shalmechem. That's why Moser Pesach, you probably learned about Moser Pesach. Moser Pesach nikra shlamim, right? So a Pesach is a specialized shlamim. But it has a regular shira aha carbon, just like every other carbon has to have a shira. Its type of shira actually happens during the shechita process, and it has the special unique halal is the shira. That's the first din. However, there's a secondary din. There's another din. V'od ikka b'pesach din misuyam shal amiras ha-halal. There's another din misuyam. There's another type of halal, another type of shira, or he calls it a din misuyam, a specific type of din. Shetoon ha-halal b'yasi also, that when you shech the carbon pesach, you need the halal. And what is that? He says that comes from the Gemara in Sadi Hay. What does the Gemara say in Sadi Hay? That's a little bit further than you got there, but you probably have heard of this idea. That the Gemara says there, Efshur shi'yisrael shochten es hascheim nunotin luveim ve'ein omrim halal. How could it be? The Gemara asks as a rhetorical question. How could it be that the Jewish people, notice it says Yisraelim, right? The Jewish people are bringing their lulav, they're shechting their Pesach, and they're not going to say halal. So the Brisker Rav says that logic which the Gemara there learns out it that you bring, you have to say halal during the Shechita as a Karban Pesach. That's a din misuim. It's a din fe'atzmo. It's a different kind of halal. Wherever that halacha comes from, which we'll try to look into a little bit more deeply. But there's a din b'fnei atzmo that comes from that that logic that they're doing a mitzvah. Seemingly, it seems to be a halal that's accompanying a maisa mitzvah, which is very unique, right? We don't just say halal like I'm about to learn Torah, so let's say halal. Or maybe we're doing something with a chefetz shel mitzvah, so there's some element of simcha. It's very unique, but we have Netilas Lulav as another example, and we have Shechitas HaPesach, but it comes from a whole different area. It's nothing to do with the regular Shira Aha Karban. It's seemingly a mitzvah to do halal, but the Osei mitzvah, doing a mitzvah, the people doing the mitzvah, say halal, and that, the Brisker of Sense, V'yilein L'Raji, the Shnei Dinam Nefradim Heim L'Gamrei. They are two different dinim, completely different halachos, of two different kinds, two different conceptions of halal. And clearly, the Briskrov says, the Shira al HaKarban, like every other Shira al HaKarban, the Hallel of Karban Pesach, will be said by the Levim. That's why Rashi and Erichin says it. That's why the Tosefta says it. That's the Shira that's done by the Levim. And always were the ones, the Mishorei, the HaMikdash, the people who are singing in the Mikdash, the Levim. But there's another Hallel, which is said simultaneously by the Bailim, by the Yisraelim. So you have two different halals and two different categories of individuals saying halal. And that's why when Rashi on the Mishnah said, Akol Kitos Koi, he was saying, you're right, the Bailim are saying halal. There's no, that's for sure. That's not up for debate. That's not, right? That's how Tosas Sukkah read Rashi. But there's another halal that's going on over here. And that's going to be the halal of the regular Shira al HaKarban. And that's going to be the halal done by the Levine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he say halal twice?
So when they're shechting the Pesach, the Bailam are saying halal, and the Levine are saying halal. At the same time.
So then the dinner of the Mishnah, yeah, they line talk up about... It's not so
bad. You can imagine it could be a little hectic. Yeah.
But the dinner of our Mishnah where we talk about how... Well, if you say halal, when do they repeat it? How many times? That was going on the Bailam then?
It's not... I would say...
We're talking about halal in general.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's not...
It's much more that Rashi's learning our Mishnah that Dafka talking about the Bailam's halal, nothing to do with the halal of the...
Yeah, it seems like... I mean, it's not clear, you know... So we've seen the Brisker Rav addresses this, but you know he's dealing with the problem that we had. Yeah, he says this. He says Hadina Mayuchad Sheish Pesach Shito and Halabas Yoso Hu Dimif Atma She'ino Shayach Chalad and Shira Ashel Karbon Raku Amira Sahala Ba Alma Kmo Halashal Shasachiva. Shemhokis really the Rashi, the Halze Eno Shaiv Levim Rakakitos Ba'atzmam Korwa Sahal Bisha Shita. Now it's a good point that you're making that the Mishnah is not talking about that type of halal. It would have been more logical to say that the Gemara in Sidi Hey, which references the Bailim, okay, that's talking about the Yisraelim. Rashi on the Mishnah is talking about the Levim, but I don't think that's what the Brisker Rav is saying here because
Rashi says
Akol Kitos Koi. So maybe the point is, Rashi knows that you know already the Levim are saying halal. That already you know. Right. That's klar. That's a regular din Shira al Karba.
As soon as they said there's meat kios.
Yeah, there's taku v'hiriyu. In the Mishnah we said that there's going to be a halal. There's chatzotros. We know the Tosefta. Rashi's not going to tell you that. That's a ready pashut. You could argue him and say, what do you mean? Rashi's holding our hand through Shas. Like, you know, he does have to tell us things that are pashut sometimes. But I think that maybe not the perfect, but in terms of balancing all the different issues that we had, this is at least a plausible reading of Rashi. Rashi's saying, don't forget, all of the Kitos, the Yisraelim, are saying Hala. For sure the Levim are saying halal.
How many times?
By the way, Tosus doesn't agree with this. I'm just saying, Tosus disagrees with this because Tosus in Sukkah says, that which Rashi says, the Bailam are saying it. No, it's Levim. So Tosus don't hold that Rashi is saying that the both are saying, because they don't, right? They don't seem to think that. But this is the Briskerov suggestion for how to understand Rashi, and how he's going to deal with the Tosefta, how he's going to deal with Rashi himself says in Erechin, that the Levim are saying halal. Yeah.
How many times are the Levinim saying Hallel, though? Or
as long as the Shechita is going.
So they're also repeating.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Gemara says it would probably take more than two times, but not more than three.
Right, but that assumed is that if Rashi's going on that part of the Mishnah, then that's going on the Yisraelim that they're repeating and saying it three times.
Yeah. As long as the Shechita is happening. So both.
The Levinim also.
Both. Uh-huh. Seemingly both. Uh-huh. I mean, you could argue, but I think it would be logical to say that the same zman of the shechita would be the same for both. But you could maybe take a different approach. But
right, it's not so much from the lesson of the mission, because the lesson of the mission is Karos Halal. They say Halal.
Yeah.
They are Yisrael. Im Gamros, if they finish, so we're still talking about the same people.
Yeah, correct.
Right. So you don't really see in the mission.
You don't see where the mission transitions from. Talking about the Levim to the Yisraelim. So it could be the Mishnah is talking the whole time about the Yisraelim, but Rashi just knows that you know from elsewhere that the Levim are saying Hallel. Uh-huh. Perhaps. Now, as sort of a historical footnote, I found that I was... should give you a little background. Baruch Hashem, I had a chance to learn this... this parak with Rabbi Goodman when we were in YU together. So he definitely helped me a lot in preparing this. So one of the things I looked into is the Haggadah of the, I think it's called Haggadah Shiras Levim or Beis Levi. There's a whole genre of Brisk Haggadahs. And in the Brisk Haggadahs, you always have like Shtik Lech Torah in the back of all the Minhagim of Brisk and the Machloksin. And sure, you say Hallel Pesach night and not. And very interesting stuff, but I found something really interesting in the back of the Shiras Levim Haggadah, and they quote from the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden. In the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, he quotes a Sefer Shevet Yehuda, and in the Shevet Yehuda, he says that there was once a Roman noble, that a non-Jewish person, witnessed the actual Shechitas Karban Pesach during Bayis Sheni. And they say that this testimony... was actually that there were not only, you can see that I brought this here for you in the source sheet, source number 19. He says there were these different groups, and he calls them Kohanim, right, the priests, and they were standing there, and he says, Aleim Shnei Kohanim b'chatzot shel kaseh b'yadam, they were holding these silver trumpets, and they did they blew them, and then he says, that they would kedila hashmiel la kohana ma'omdim sham al duchanam shiomrim halal b'kol rina v'toda, that they would sing, they would stand on these platforms, they would sing halal. But then look further on in the source, he says, v'chein bal hakarban omer ha-halal. This Roman non-Jewish witness was witness to the fact that they had two groups saying halal at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach. So Rav Yaakov Emden says, it's an amazing thing. We found a source outside of Gufei Torah, outside of the Gufei Hilkosav, that supports this tradition that we had two groups saying Hallel. So apparently, one of the children of the Brisk Rav told him about this Shevet Yehuda, and Rav Yaakov Emden, and typical of the Brisk Rav, he says, you want to bring me a ride from a guy? Bring me a ride from the Sugya! He like didn't care, like a bakla, like, okay? So what? He saw it. He didn't see it. I mean, I don't care. Like, it just... this is the sugya. So, but there are some rayas. I think it's a very... there's a little bit of a complicated raya. Maybe I'm not going to go into with you right into the weeds with it. But there's a Gemara in Erechim that we referenced, Daf Yud. And the Gemara is used by the Ran in a certain way. I'm not going to go into it. It's a little bit too detailed right now. But that's the basic... That's the Mahalach of the Brisk Rav in Rashi. Explaining how Rashi is going to deal with the questions that Tosas leveled at him. How is Rashi going to deal with himself in Erechin and the Tosefta and you know, it's a very strong reading in Rashi. The problem is now, what would be the next problem? What do you think? Where do we go next in the Sugya?
Tosis,
there you go. What is one second. Now we have a problem with Tosvos. We just said Tosvos hold, there's a Shira al Karban, and the Levim are saying it, but Yisrael not. So what's the Kasha?
mavur from all these rayas that Yisraelim do.
Oh, from yeah. Which? Give me one strong raya. The strongest raya, not a lumdis in the brisker of a strong raya. So,
the Gemara later.
Exactly. What's your name?
Moshe Fortune.
Moshe Fortune. So Moshe asks very. That's the next question asked. Exactly right. That's the next question. 1 second. Efsher Yisraelim Omrim Hallel. Sorry. Shochten Es Bischeim. V'notlen Luvayim. V'ein Omrim Hallel. How can you say such a thing? It's impossible that the Yidden would be bringing their Luvayim and shechting their Kabbanis and not sing Hallel. So what is Tosas going to do with that Gemara?
Luvayim.
Maybe
it's just a ring for Luvayim.
How are you going to be...
You didn't bring the mitzvah.
So Maxwell, you know, so Maxwell has an answer. It's a little bit of a forced read, but I think you have to say that, which we'll get back to at the end, hopefully. You have to say what Maxwell's saying. You have to say, to answer this question, that it means like this. I'm sure, could it possibly be that you see Yisraelim, shokten es bischeim, notlen luvayim, and by lulav, they are saying it themselves. But by Shechitas Pesach, how could it be that the Levim aren't saying it? You have to say that. There's no other. You're forced. You're forced to say that because otherwise, the Gemara in Sadi Hay is a black on white against Tosas. Tosas, and you can't say a fancy lumdis in the Brisker Rav. It's two Hallels and they're two because the Tosas in Sukkah and really Tosas in Pesachim too. Bring Rashi, and they disagree with Rashi, and they bring a Tosefta. So obviously, if they held both people are saying Hallel, they're not going to ask Kashas from a Tosefta and Rashi. That, right? Clearly, Tosas don't hold that Levim, that the Bialim are saying Hallel. So you have to say what Maxwell said. There's no other choice. I mean, I found a sefer, you know, who Rav Hirsch. Remember Rav Hirsch from YU?
Yeah,
Rav Hirsch loves the sefer. Mishas Yaivitz. It's not the Rav Yaakov Emden Yaivitz, it's Rav Zolti, or Zolti, I don't know. Rav Zolti, who was one of the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, passed away a little bit young. He has an amazing, amazing seed from Mishnas Yaivitz, and I only really was exposed to it from Rav Hirsch, from Rav David Hirsch, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva at YU. And this is really, it's an incredible piece. And Rav Zolti... For sure, not saying it right, but Rav Zolti, the Mishnas Yaivitz, let's say, the Mishnas Yaivitz tries to explain Tosos. So let's try to work this through together. So this is in source number 28. So the Mishnas Yaivitz says, "Hinei lechora advarim him pshutim uburam b'das Rashi." Everything's fine and well on the front, on Rashi's front. Sharei maslizim b'pesachim ma'iri b'din ishkidas ha'pesach. Our Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about Pesach. Mishnah Mahachi Kosev the Hakitos Ba'atzim Koreis Ahalo. Avod Masnitzim Be'erichim Ma'ari B'dinei Shiros Al Korban. They have two different Mishnayos. This is sort of what we were trying to navigate together. The Mishnah Pesachim is talking about, as Moshe pointed out, Moshe. That
classic Rebbe move.
Yeah,
always take my emotions.
I don't know why that I did that. I was trying to remember what it was. But yeah, that's like when someone calls up my father. My father never heard anyone call him Mike, but like people try to, you know, hello Mike, how you doing? It's like his name is Michael. Like for sure, nope, nobody I know. No. So yeah, so 100% not Mike. So that was what we were trying to navigate here. So Rav Zolti says explicitly that the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about the Bialim, and that's the whole context of the Mishnah there. But the Mishnah in Erechin on Daf Yud is talking about Shira Al HaKarban. However, he says, Tzarechi and Al HaTosfos. Shehikshu al Rashi mihanda tanya b'tosefta halavim oyu omd mal duchanim v'omr mesahal b'shir halo evsher shegam halavim omr mesahal b'torah shira al karbon v'gam akidus omr halo shekol din amira sahal shapesach toin hal b'asiyaso kamo shetoin hal b'achilaso uminala hula hatosus shahakitos lo hayu kor mesahalo. Tosus says, I don't understand. How could it be that Rashi says that the kitos are saying halo, and he says, what do you mean? Because of the tosefta. But he says, what do you mean? How did Tosfos know that the Kitos are not saying Hallel? just like they need halal be'achil also. So then he says, Hine lechora. About to do the second paragraph. About to do the second paragraph.
What is that considered? Yeah. Just because you need a balakilasa, you need a basiyasa. What?
He's saying that. Why is it so crazy? Why is it so vite to think that the Bailam are saying halal when we know they say balakilasa? No. Right, just why would you dismiss this point that Rashi's making? It seems to be Rashi makes a lot of sense. So, and he references the Gemara that. I think he's going to reference it, or he maybe already referenced it, about the Gemara on Sadi Hay. I think he's definitely going to bring it up soon. So he says like this, Achein Nira, Tekosva Tosus Be'erichin Yud Aleph. He says, Tosus and Erichin have an interesting cheshbon there. The Gemara is trying to learn out that Shira is Daraisa, Shira Al-Karban is Daraisa, and Tosus say, I think I have a Tosus for you on the source sheet, Erichin Daf Yud Aleph. Source number 25. Tosa says we learn out from different psukim in the Gemara, and that Shira is considered an avoda, and therefore zar chayev alei misa. If a zar does it, then it's going to be chayev misa. So because of that, Rav Zolti says there's an iser for a zar to actually sing halal, because he wants to say that if the halal is going to be an avoda. And it's supposed to be done by the Mishar Seh Mikdash. So if a Zar does it, it's going to be called a Zar Shashir Chayav Misa. So one second. So how does Rashi explain that? Isn't that you can't have the Zar, a non-Levi, doing something he's not allowed to be doing. So he wants to argue that they have a fundamental machlokas here between Rashi and Tosos that really underlies this machlokas, which underlies the machlokas of who is saying in the Shira, which is really that if the Shira that we're talking about here is Midaraisa or Midrabbanan. He says, according to Tosvos, they hold that the Shira that we're talking about here is actually Midrabbanan. Similar to other Rishonim, the Rambam says that Halal is always going to be Midivrei Sofrim. There's a discussion about what Divrei Sofrim mean, but he says Tosvos is for sure going to say that the Halal by Shchita Sapezach is going to be Midrabbanan. And therefore, if we're going to say that, so if we're going to say that Tosus hold that the Shira is going to be Midrabanan, so Chazal would never tell you to go and do something which is also Midaraisa. Chazal would never tell Azar, Yisrael, okay, we're going to be making a new din, we're going to be attacking a din that you say Halal, but it's going to end up being an Isra Daraisa. They would never do such a thing. So therefore, because of the problem of the Shir being an avoda and a Zayar Shashir is Chayav Misa, Tosus had to learn that the Levim are the ones singing the Shira, because it's not the realm of the Yisraelim to do it, and the Chazal would never be mitaken Halel in a case where it would be in Isra Daraisa. But Rashi's going to hold, no. Rashi's going to say Halel in this context is actually Midaraisa. Who holds Halel as Daraisa? The Ramban. The Ramban in Hasagos on Sefer Mitzvot, source number 27, he says, Halal al Shchitas HaPesach, v'halal al Netilas Lulav, Daraisa. Then, if you tell me it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, this is not up for debate. This is the Torah said, in this context, Yisrael is allowed to say Halal. Just like the Yisrael brings Lulav, he says Halal, it's not considered a violation of the role of the Yisrael in doing a shir, it's not a zar shashir, it's not chayav misa, because it's kach ritzon is baruch. That's what Hashem wanted. Hashem made a gzeir sakaz. Hashem said that the halal of this shir that's a pesach should be done by the Bailam.
Why is
the
issue? I mean, they're not doing a different halal.
Okay, so Tzvi, not Tzviki. No. Learned that lesson once. So Tzvi is asking a good kasha. We'll see in a second. But let's finish the thought. But you're asking a very good kasha. Rav Zolti is suggesting that there's a machlokas we showed him if halal is derais or derabanan by the shechitas haPesach. If we say that halal is derabanan, then Tosus is agree with that school of thought. They're forced to say that it would be incomprehensible that Rabbana means the Chazal got together and decided we're going to be mitakin a Hallel by the Shechitas of Pesach. But that is an Issur Daraisa. Chazal would never do that. Chazal would never, yes, we know Okra Davar Min HaTorah, that Chacham could do certain things, but it's very understandable that we have an option here. We're going to tell you, okay, you know what? The Levim are going to say Hallel. We're not going to have the Bayam say Hallel. Whereas Rashi says, this Hallel is the Hallel Daraisa. It's the Hallel Daraisa. So therefore, you're going to tell me, wow, how could a Zara do this Shira? Usually the Levivi does it. Not only does the Levi do it, if the Zara does it, he's Chayim Misa. No. It's a Gzeres HaKasim. However you learn it out, it's a Din Daraisa. And therefore, Kachmetzon HaYisbarach, that this is considered an appropriate shir that the Zara is allowed to sing. Not other Shiros. Other Shiros, no. On a Shira HaKarban is always done by a Levi, except for the Hallel B'Shechitas HaPesach.
So this Hallel is the same. This is the Hallel of Sadiyeh. The same hallel that would have been done by the rule.
So to answer the question, you still have to say what Maxwell says, which we'll see in a second. Let's do Tzvi's question. So Tzvi's question is actually in Reb David Soloveitchik has a sefer Chidushe Rabbeinu David, something that's a red sefer. So in this on Eruchin, he asks Tzvi's question. One second. You're saying in Rashi that there's two different hallels going on, and Tosis, without the Gzeres HaKasev, Tosis says it's not possible to say that the Bailam are saying hallel because that infringes on, let's say, a Zar Shashir or B'Mikdash. So Rav David says, I don't understand. There's two different mechayvim. There's two different forms of hallel. There's two. Why would you say that if the Bailam are saying Shira from a different mechayiv on Hallel because of some halacha, Evshish Yisrael, Shochtim Pischeim, Ve'in Omrim Hallel, whatever this din is, it's definitely not the regular Shira ala Karban. So why would that be a problem? Why would that be similar to a Zar stepping out of his regular role and saying Hallel, or saying Shira ala Karban rather? This is a different Mechayev. That's what Tzvi was saying. Meaning, why would this is, we understand when it's a regular, Shir that they're saying the lady's supposed to sing the Shir Al-Kar, but not the Bailam. But here it's a completely different Mechayev, so why would that be a problem? So that's one question. The other question is a little bit like the Gemara is very difficult in Sadi Hey. The Tosfos still has to say, you know, there's an issue with the Bailam saying Hallel, so therefore you have to say after Shisrael Shokhtin is Beshem in Olam Levim, but in Rum Hallel is the Levim saying the Hallel. How could it be that the Osiyah mitzvahs are doing the mitzvah, and then someone else not be seeing Hallel. That can't be. So that's a difficult read in the Gemara. So because of these reasons, I believe that Rabbi Goodman said this, we learned it together, so it was probably him. But we want to suggest our own approach. And this approach, I found a riot to it from the Shiurim that Rav Soloveitchik used to give for his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. This is in Shiurim, the Zecher Abba Mori, in source number 32. And in this last source, just quoting your mahalach in the sugya here. So the last thing is that there's a special din of halal in the mikdash that Rav Soloveitchik says. He actually says it emerges out of a simcha b'mikdash, that being in the mikdash itself. He's talking about simchas beis hashoeva, but on sukkis. But there's a special simcha that the halal is an expression of being in the mikdash. And this is a very unique form of halal. The Rav Soloveitchik says, source number 32, Chovas ha-halal b'yamim mukdashim, novas b'mitzvah simchas b'mu'adim. This special mechayev of halal, it emerges from the mitzvah of simcha on the mu'adim. And he says that one of these expressions of this simcha, not just v'samachta b'chagecha, but the second expression of this is simcha shemivata'az be'amira shira lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's a simcha which is expressed through saying shira before Hashem. Shekiyumu hu kiyum shebalev. It's a kiyum in the heart. And he says this is what we do when we say halal in the mikdash. He has a number of proofs to this based on a Rambam, which we're not going to do right now together. But he says at the end over there, he actually cites our Tosfos. And he says there's another kind of Hallel by the Shechitas Karban Pesach. And this other type of Hallel, he says, is a special type of shira b'mikdash shelo b'shas hakrava. It's during the special. This is what Tosa says, right? That's not b'shas hakrava, but it's a special type of shira. The ein shira zu al hashchidas haPesach shiras karbon ella shiras mikdash b'chlal. It's not a regular form of shira on the carbon that we talked about before that a Levi does. It's a regular. It's a shira of the mikdash. Ella shchidas haPesach muchiyavis b'shira zu. That the shchita of the carbon Pesach specifically sort of. Similar to Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, similar to the Simcha that's done, the expression of Simcha that is done with the Halal, this is the Shira of the Karban Pesach. Now, if we're going to say that, and we have this problem, what is Tosfos going to do with the Gemara on Sadiheh? That was the last thing we said. How could we say Efshar Yisrael Shochet B'Schem V'Noel Luvayim V'Ein Omrim Halal? It sounds like just like Tilas Lulav. They were saying halal, the Bailam were saying halal. So how can we say that it Tosas say they're not saying halal and it's only the Levian? How are we going to read this Gemara? So if we adopt what Soloveitchik was saying, which is it's a little bit ambiguous exactly what he's trying to say, but he's trying to say this is a unique halal of being in the Mikdash, or it's similar to the halal of the Mikdash, and the Shechita of Pesach is Mechayev. It's a special inyan of being in the Mikdash. So perhaps the best people to... Who better to highlight this special simcha of being in the Mikdash than the Misharsi HaMikdash themselves? The Levim. The Levim are the Misharsi HaMikdash. And therefore, if we want to highlight the experience of having a simcha in the Mikdash, it makes more sense to say that the Levim are the ones saying the Halal than the Bailim. It's a little bit difficult because the Notlin Luvim. So this is more special for us, right? Yeah. Right. It's unique. It's a unique. You have to say this, or else what is Tosfos going to do with Sadiheh? I guess this is an attempt of an answer that Rav Soloveitchik argues that there's a special halal in the expression of Shiras V'Tishbachos in the Mikdash. And once you can sort of see a model of that from the Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, we can say that it's a special simcha in the Mikdash, and then those who are representative of the Mikdash, the Levim, are more appropriate to be the one saying that halal. But at the end of the day, I think, like we said before, it's a little bit of a forced read because the comparison to lulav is a little. But lulav fits perfectly. How could the people do the mitzvah? How could the Yisraelim do the mitzvah of lulav and not say halal? That's clearly they're saying halal. Whereas you have to say when it comes to shchitas haPesach, the people, the osei mitzvah, are doing the mitzvah. But there has to be halal being done by the Levim.
And the Iker is not the Pesach anymore as much as the basic Mikdash also.
Yes. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you're in the Mikdash. Yeah.
But the Gemara's words is on the Shechita. So this is I enter in the Shari, he said. Kind of.
Right. No, it's definitely a unique type of halal. The question is, how unique and what are we going to emphasize? So Rashi says there's two groups saying halal. Tosa say you can't. Rav Zolti said maybe you can't because it's a Zar Shashir, and that would be an Issa D'Oraisa, and we had problems with Tzvi's Kasha that, like, it's a different Mechayev of Halal, or potentially it is, so why would that be a problem? So this is, I would say, the best alternative to using Rav Zolti's approach would be that it's a Halal, it's a Simcha B'Mikdash of Halal, triggered perhaps, or maybe expressed in the moment of the Shechitas HaPesach, but in the backdrop of being in the Mikdash. And to emphasize that, we have the Misharsei HaMikdash, the people who represent the Mikdash, saying the Halal. But like Moshe said, maybe it's more of an expression of Simcha that the people who are less familiar with it do it. But I hear. I don't disagree. It's just, I think that's what you have to say in Tosfos, or else, you know, what is Tosfos going to do with the Gemara and Sadiheh? So that's what I have for you today. Freilich and Chanukah. I said offline that they have a great opportunity before you become Rabbi Goodman becomes famous. They have an opportunity to learn from you when you're available to them, and it's really a tremendous opportunity. And you should take advantage of every moment you have with him. So, Yashrecha, you're very fortunate, and continue to learn. And thank you for inviting me. And continued Hatzlacha and to you and you know, we. we hear good things about what's happening over here. So, so continue to do the good things that you're doing for Klal Yisrael.